Brasher and I are based out in Phoenix, and Ross Chastain was out here earlier this week doing a promotional tour for ISM Raceways. We get set for ISM Raceway coming up in 3 weeks.
Yep.
You got Martinsville, Fort Worth,
yeah. Whatever. Martinsville, Dallas, Fort Worth, and then Phoenix. Yes.
So Ross Chastain was out here, and evidently he's labeled as the busiest stock car driver going. He's running in all three series. Has a chance to? Does he still have a chance to run, win the NASCAR Truck Championship?
What place is he?
Yeah, he went from third to sixth after that last race.
Yes, he still does.
Okay.
Yeah.
But little did we know that he really made his name being a watermelon farmer.
That's right, man. You got to embrace it. You're going to be different. I embraced the watermelon life a long time ago, and I love it.
Well, you want to talk about being different. NASCAR is a sport where it just seems like there are so many drivers that have been like a second generation or a third generation driver. You are very different in that regard, in that, yeah, watermelon farming is part of your family, but you're the first one in your family to go racing. How did this come about?
Well, yeah, like you said, being an eighth generation watermelon farmer, my brother and I are, it was a hobby, and it was never any intentions to get into NASCAR. Most of my competitors, like you said, are second, third, fourth generation racers that had a plan. Their parents, their grandparents had a plan for them. They stayed to the plan. They did a really good job, and they got here. Ours was not. At 12 years old, I started as a hobby in South Florida. At 18, we were still doing it as a hobby, and my dad said, okay, we need to look at NASCAR. You might have something, like, you might be able to figure this out. And just the right doors opened at the right time, and the right doors closed at the right time as well. And somehow, since 2011, now fast forward to 2019, we're still here.
Well, we saw the video today of you dirting up ISM Raceway. Was that your call? Let's go smash some freaking pumpkins, some watermelons there at ISM Raceway?
No, that was the track. That was ISM inviting me out for this race advance with NASCAR and getting me out here on site to see some of the Hope kids and see the local media around the town. And they wanted to do something different. They wanted to bring watermelons out there. And their chef is created two different watermelon wheels. So it's a watermelon, like a pizza-inspired watermelon dish you can buy in the infield at the track coming up in November for the race weekend. But yeah, they wanted to smash watermelons. They wanted to let the kids get in on the cool stuff that they've seen online. And so they bought 14 watermelons, and we smashed every one of them on the front stretch.
His name is Ross Chastain. He's labeled as the busiest driver in NASCAR, running all three series. Coming up in November, the 8th, 9th, and 10th, of those three races, Xfinity Trucks and Cup, which ones will you be racing?
Anything can always change, and my career and my year this year in 2019 is a perfect example of that. But we are on full speed ahead for the truck race. That's where we're claiming points, and then the Cup race as well. No plans right now to run the Xfinity race. That can always change. Always open to that if there's an opportunity. And there's a K&N race on Saturday. Saturday is actually a doubleheader with two races, Saturday afternoon with the K&N race and then Saturday night with the Xfinity race. So no plans for that either, but I am always eagerly looking for stuff.
Well, you're not going to be as eager next year. Ross Chastain joining us here in the Freak Nation. You just signed with Kaleg Racing for a full-time Xfinity ride next year. You're part-time with them this year, but full-time next year, that's badass.
It is. Yeah, it's a product of a lot of people working hard since January, and it came together on October 15th to finally publicly announce it. So, yes, it's a dream come true. It's staying on the Xfinity path like we've been working on for the last couple of years. Still allows me to run truck races, still allows me to run Cup races, and anything else in between. So it's kind of the perfect scenario for me.
right now, Ross Chastain, I mean, it's crunch time now. We are very much at the end of the season in the truck series. What's it going to take? What's next? Martinsville's coming up. What's it going to take for you to finish this season out on top?
Execution, yeah. Got to go win. That's what our current playoff system rewards, which it should. It rewards winning. So I actually didn't start claiming points until the ninth race of the season. So some NASCAR rules that are meant for certain people that also catch some people like myself in the net. I was caught, and then there was a small loophole in the system, and I changed points midway through the season and started chasing this truck championship. We made the playoffs. We won the races. We met all the criteria. Made the playoffs, a little unorthodox. And, yeah, we're you know, two more races, Martinsville and out here at ISM, before we, our truck series picks the top four drivers and takes them to Homestead to fight for the championship. So it is not how I drew it up. None of this has happened according to plan, and it's probably for the better now. And, we can just go execute and win. If we win at Martinsville or ISM, that automatically punches our ticket to Homestead, and we've won four races this year, and we're looking to finish the season winning seven. We want to win out the rest of the rest of the way.
Are you third or are you sixth in points? I might have read this wrong.
Yeah, I made a small mistake last week at Talladega. We were third. Okay. I crashed. Now we're sixth.
Got it.
And we're in last in the playoff points, but it's okay. We're only 2 points out. That's only two positions. That's very attainable.
Freak Nation, he's going to be running the Lucas Oil 150 on Friday night. Then, of course, the Blue Green Vacations 500 Sunday afternoon ISM Raceway. Before we get out of here, what's the heaviest freaking watermelon you've ever grown?
Man, I was very young. There's pictures of me as a baby next to this watermelon, and I'm trying to crawl up the side of it. It's a watermelon my dad grew. It won something at the local county watermelon festival. But yeah, as a baby, I was trying to crawl up the side of it, and I couldn't. So that just tells you. I mean, I think the heaviest one is 300-something pounds, maybe, in the world. Jeez. The record. I think this one was in the 150 range. Yeah. You're not picking that thing up and smashing it.
Ross Chastain here in the Freak Nation. Thanks for doing this, buddy. We'll see you out here in November.
All right.